Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, April 9th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Harold Banner and Commerce Journal editor Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays: John Wayne's frequent sidekick, Ward Bond, born this day in 1903. Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner is 88 today. From WatchMojo.com.
Hugh Marston Hefner was born April 9, 1926, in Chicago, Illinois. He grew up in a conservative family with Methodist parents and became interested in journalism during high school. Produced from his home, the first issue of Playboy magazine debuted on newsstands in December 1953. Thanks to a nude Marilyn Monroe centerfold, it sold over 50,000 copies in just a few weeks.
Oh, it's journalism.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue.
Rockabilly star Carl Perkins born this day in 1932. On this day in history, April 9th, 1865, for all intents and purposes, the Civil War comes to an end at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. From the History Channel.
For 4 years in the 1860s, the Civil War tore apart the United States. North against South. Brother against brother. Finally, on April 9, 1865, in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered his army to Union General Ulysses S. Grant.
100 years later, April 9, 1965, the first baseball game is played in the Astrodome, an exhibition between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. Now, Harris County trying to decide what to do with the dome. Number one on the charts this day in 1969, Flower Power was at its peak from the musical Hair, The Fifth Dimension, and Aquarius. On the KETR events calendar, Friday night at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville, Easter After Dark. It's an Easter egg hunt for adults. A fun-filled Easter egg hunt that takes place at night where flashlights are a must. Prizes range from candy and gift cards to NASCAR tickets and cash, including one egg, with $75. Easter After Dark. It's an Easter egg hunt for adults from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Friday night at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, Caleb, is from Margaret Mead, the noted anthropologist. She says, always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else.
And I like that. You know, I'm an identical twin brother, so I think I'm even a little bit less unique than everyone else.
Has special meaning for you.
Exactly.
Wow. Last week, some spectacular weather, and not in a good way, but a very bad way. Some violent spring weather. What's it like to work for a newspaper, and in particular the Herald Banner, on a night like that?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. You know, it's one of those nights where you first kind of get the indications through the National Weather Service and the scanner, the police scanner, that something big is happening, something's coming. And so you can kind of begin to prepare for that. You know, you get the personnel in place where you need them. This time was a little unique. I was actually on the highway back from an event in Rockwall, and I had staff members in Greenville at the newspaper, and they actually had to take cover because we weren't quite sure how close that tornado was going to come to into the office. So there was kind of a pause in the operations there for a minute. But we got everybody, all the personnel going, and you know, once it hits, it's just a mad dash to talk to local officials and receive information from the National Weather Service and from other organizations and get that information on the Facebook and website as quickly as possible so that people know what's going on. And you know, our coverage base extends through pretty much all of Hunt County. So mm-hmm. it's either this just happened to you or this is about to happen. When we heard that there was a tornado, that severe weather storm was coming, you know, obviously we keep track of that pretty closely, and Brad Keller over there does a great job for us. As soon as we heard that there was a tornado, you know, in northeast Texas and it was moving east, you know, we knew, okay, you know, we've got to get everybody, you know, where they need to be and start calling people and monitoring things so that we can get that information out as quickly as possible.
Now, one thing about it now, compared to, say, 20 years ago, before all the social media existed, a newspaper's function basically was to have that print edition on the doorstep at 6 o'clock the next morning, but now you have some obligation, and this is something you want to do anyway, to have that presence on Facebook so that you're not only telling people what happened last night, but you're informing people in real time.
Absolutely. And that's one of the beauties of Facebook, is it gives us an opportunity to say, hey, here's a bit of information that you need to know. We're gonna put this out there. We have over 10,000, you know, people that like us on Facebook, so that spreads pretty quickly. And then on the website, we can start aggregating that information to give people a more complete picture of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that was a very active night for the KETR staff here.
Yes.
As well. They did an outstanding job of covering that, and got a lot of praise for that as well. So it's good that the media in Hunt County, you know, to take that very, very seriously.
We were listening to KTR, so yeah,
good.
They were helping us out too. So
right. We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, you had a story also along with this that the city of Greenville now is relying more on this code red message system than they are on sirens.
Absolutely. And part of that is kind of twofold. One of the reasons, one of the primary reasons, is the maintenance and upkeep of those sirens was so expensive, and replacing them and getting new ones in there, that the city decided to move away from that to this Code Red system, which is a system where people that live in the city of Greenville can sign up for text alerts, you know, phone calls, email alerts, you know, and they can specify what they want to be alerted about. And then the fire department and police department have kind of control over that, and they'll send out alerts when severe weather hits or things of that nature, you know, things that people need to be aware of. And that's what the city of Greenville is kind of trying to encourage citizens to sign up for, because if you're not signed up for Code Red and you're relying on those sirens, those sirens are not going to, you know, some of them are still in working condition, but those are fading away. So Code Red is really the best, you know, place to go to get instant updates from your local government about what's going on.
So there's going to have to be a publicity campaign, isn't there, to really do a push to get people to sign up for that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think where they are now is not where the city wants to be. And I think that they're going to have to do a significant amount of work, and hopefully we can help. And as the local media, you know, all of us can kind of help them get individuals signed up, because I think it's really important that people are part of that system so they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. One more thing, and that is, I guess, some disappointing news that the Splash Kingdom Water Park is not going to open this summer as expected. It's going to be at least another year away.
Yeah, and you know, that's disappointing. It's not entirely unexpected, even though they already broke ground. Their agreement with the city specified that they had to be open by the summer of 2015, so they always had that kind of flexibility. You know, they started looking at hiring people and selling tickets, but I think that, you know, they were far enough along the process to say, hey, this isn't going to be where we want it to be when we're supposed to open, so they're going to go ahead and take some more time. And while that's going to mean we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, hopefully it means we've got a great facility next year.
Yeah. Caleb Slinkard is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.